Linguaphone Italian. Unit 1.
Prima unità.
Unit 1.
Hello.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Part A. Key language.
Welcome to Unit 1, which gives you an idea of what you'll learn in the course.
If you haven't already done so, we suggest you read page 2 of your book before listening any further.
This tells you how to study most effectively with the course and achieve the best results. Right, now back to the recording for Unit 1.
In this unit, you'll learn to say what your name is.
Mi chiamo Lucia.
Mi chiamo Marco.
You can then learn how to say hello.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
You'll also learn and understand a lot of useful Italian words and phrases.
To begin, here's the key language for this unit. Listen to each Italian sentence and the English equivalent which explains it, and then repeat the Italian the second time you hear it.
Buongiorno. Mi chiamo Marco.
Hello, my name's Marco.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Marco.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Lucia.
Hello, my name's Lucia.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Lucia.
Now repeat what Lucia and Marco say, and this time add your own name at the end.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo...
Buongiorno, mi chiamo...
So now you can say hello and what your name is.
Now say hello to Lucia and Marco. Listen and repeat.
Buongiorno, Marco.
Buongiorno, Lucia.
Good. Now listen to this short conversation as Marco and Lucia meet each other for the first time.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Marco.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Lucia.
Buongiorno, Lucia.
Buongiorno, Marco.
When they say hello to each other, Marco and Lucia will certainly shake hands.
So listen to the conversation again. And this time, imagine you're Marco or Lucia. Repeat what they say and picture yourself shaking hands when you say hello.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Lucia.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Marco.
Buongiorno, Marco.
Buongiorno, Lucia.
Listen to part A as many times as you need to until you feel completely confident with the key language.
And when you can, practice repeating after Lucia and Marco and then with them.
Part B. Language in action.
Tocca a lei.
Over to you.
Tocca a lei.
Here's a chance to practice what you've learned so far. Using the key language, say how people introduce themselves. Here again is an example.
Un esempio.
Un esempio.
An example of how Lucia introduced herself.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Lucia.
Now you try. Follow that pattern and say first how Antonio De Luca would introduce himself.
Now say how Angela would introduce herself.
And finally, how Gabriella Valentini would introduce herself.
Now check your answers. Listen to what they all said.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Antonio De Luca.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Angela. Buongiorno, mi chiamo Gabriella Valentini.
So that's how those three people introduce themselves. But now it's your turn to greet Lucia and Marco and introduce yourself.
Listen first to Lucia, then repeat what she says and say your own name at the end.
Buongiorno Marco, mi chiamo...
Now do the same with Marco. Repeat what he says and add your name at the end.
Buongiorno Lucia, mi chiamo...
One thing that will help you learn the language is the large number of Italian words that are like their English equivalents. For example, listen to these words and see if you understand them.
Un hotel. Un hotel.
Un hotel. Un hotel.
Un ristorante. Un ristorante.
Un ristorante. Un ristorante.
Un taxi. Un taxi.
Un taxi. Un taxi.
Una banca. Una banca.
Una banca. Una banca.
Well, how many did you understand? Listen and check.
Un hotel.
A hotel.
Un hotel.
Un ristorante.
A restaurant.
Un ristorante.
Un taxi.
A taxi.
Un taxi.
Una banca.
A bank.
Una banca.
Now listen to those words again, and especially to how they're pronounced, and repeat each one twice in the same pause.
Un hotel.
Un ristorante.
Una banca.
Un taxi.
Whenever you listen to Italian or read it, try to pick out words that are like their English equivalents. This can help you to understand the main points of what you hear or read.
Let's move on now to the key vocabulary.
When you've learnt that, you'll be able to understand and take part in some useful conversations.
Listen to these words and phrases and then repeat them the second time you hear them. Like this.
Buongiorno.
Hello.
Buongiorno.
Now you.
Mi chiamo Marco.
My name's Marco.
Mi chiamo Marco.
L'Italia.
Italy.
L'Italia.
Siena.
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 Un.
A. Masculine.
Un.
Un hotel.
A hotel.
Un hotel.
Un ristorante.
A restaurant.
Un ristorante.
Una.
A, feminine.
Una.
Una banca.
A bank.
Una banca.
Un taxi.
A taxi.
Un taxi.
A.
In.
A.
Il.
The.
Il.
Now stop for a moment and make sure you're confident with those words and phrases. To check, try to say the Italian equivalent of each English word or phrase you hear before Marco or Lucia says it.
Italy.
L'Italia.
My name's Marco.
Mi chiamo Marco.
A hotel.
Un hotel.
A taxi.
Un taxi.
A restaurant.
Un ristorante.
A bank.
Una banca.
Hello.
Buongiorno.
Siena.
Siena.
Good. Here are some more useful words and phrases. Listen and repeat what Marco and Lucia say after the second time you hear it.
Il bar.
The cafe.
Il bar.
Il bar della stazione.
The station cafe.
Il bar della stazione.
Per favore.
Please.
Per favore.
Prego.
Yes.
Prego.
Un cappuccino.
A cappuccino.
Un cappuccino.
Hotel Bella Vista.
Bella Vista Hotel.
Hotel Bella Vista.
Sì.
Yes.
Sì.
La.
The.
La.
La reception.
Reception.
La reception.
Sono.
I am.
Sono.
La visita.
The visit.
La visita.
Il signor.
Mr.
Il signor.
Piacere.
Pleased to meet you.
Piacere.
Now let's pause again and make sure you've really learned those new words and phrases.
To check that you can say them all, try to complete the interrupted words that you hear. Listen to Marco, then say the complete word in the pause before Lucia says it. Here's an example.
Un cappu...
Un cappuccino.
Un cappuccino.
This time you say it in the pause.
Per fa...
Per favore.
La rece...
La reception.
Il bar della...
Il bar della stazione.
Hotel Bella...
Hotel Bella Vista.
Il si...
Il signor...
Pia...
Piacere.
That's good. Now listen to the last of the new words and phrases for this unit.
And as before, listen and then repeat in the pause after Marco and Lucia say them the second time.
Signora.
Madam.
Signora.
Io.
I.
Io.
Io sono.
I am.
Io sono.
Le.
The.
Le.
Le torri.
The towers.
Le torri.
Di.
Of.
Di.
Le torri di San Gimignano.
The towers of San Gimignano.
Le torri di San Gimignano.
È.
It's.
È.
È magnifico.
It's superb.
È magnifico.
Cominciamo?
Shall we begin?
Cominciamo?
Listen carefully now to this next word.
Cominciamo. Cominciamo.
It's the same word you heard just now, but said in a different way.
The first one,
cominciamo,
was the question, shall we begin?
The second one,
cominciamo,
was the friendly command, let's begin. So, listen and repeat.
Cominciamo.
Now let's make sure you really know all the words and phrases in the list by listening to some short conversations. You should understand everything.
A visitor to Italy is met at the station by a colleague and shown around the town.
Cominciamo?
Sì, cominciamo. Signor Venturi?
Sì, mi chiamo Marco Venturi.
Buongiorno, signor Venturi. Mi chiamo Marisa Bennati.
Buongiorno, signora Bennati.
Did you get that? Marisa Bennati meets Marco and checks that he's the man she was waiting for. Then they introduce themselves.
Next, Marisa shows Marco some interesting buildings as she takes him to his hotel in a taxi.
Taxi?
Sì, signora.
L'Hotel Bella Vista, per favore.
L'Hotel Bella Vista?
Sì, l'Hotel Bella Vista.
Oh, è magnifico.
È una banca.
Ah, sì.
È un ristorante.
È magnifico. È l'Hotel Bella Vista?
Sì, è l'Hotel Bella Vista.
So, they took a taxi to go to the Hotel Bella Vista, and on the way, Marco saw and admired a bank and a restaurant.
Now for some more useful dialogues. These all come from units later in the course.
But with the Italian you've learned already, you'll have no trouble understanding them.
Marco orders a cappuccino in the station cafe.
Il bar della stazione.
Prego.
Un cappuccino, per favore.
Un cappuccino subito.
Marco takes a taxi to his hotel.
Il taxi.
Hotel Bella Vista.
Hotel Bella Vista.
Sì.
Marco arrives at his hotel and introduces himself.
La reception.
Buongiorno, sono Marco Venturi. V-E-N-T-U-R-I. Venturi.
Marco visits a colleague and is introduced to his wife, Carla.
La visita.
Carla, il signor Venturi.
Buongiorno.
Piacere, signora.
Mi chiamo Carla.
Io sono Marco.
Marco is taken to see the beautiful towers of San Gimignano.
Le torri di San Gimignano.
Le torri di San Gimignano.
Now here are those dialogues again. But this time, listen and repeat.
Il bar della stazione.
Prego.
Un cappuccino, per favore.
Un cappuccino subito.
Il taxi.
Hotel Bella Vista.
Hotel Bella Vista.
Sì.
La reception.
Buongiorno. Sono Marco Venturi. V-E-N-T-U-R-I. Venturi.
La visita.
Carla, il signor Venturi.
Buongiorno.
Piacere, signora.
Mi chiamo Carla.
Io sono Marco.
Le torri di San Gimignano.
Le torri di San Gimignano.
You can now move on to part C and check that you've learnt what you set out to learn in this unit.
Part C. Test yourself.
In part C, you can practice adapting some of the sentences you've learned to cope with new situations.
So, think how you would say the following.
Hilton Hotel, please.
Hello, Mrs. Ventura.
My name is... followed by your name.
Hello, Mr. De Luca.
Here are those sentences again. But this time, say each sentence in Italian after you hear it in English, but before Lucia says it in Italian.
Hilton Hotel, please.
Hotel Hilton, per favore.
Hello, Mrs. Ventura.
Buongiorno, signora Ventura.
My name is Lucia.
Mi chiamo Lucia.
Hello, Mr. De Luca.
Buongiorno, signor De Luca.
So, you can now greet people in Italian and say what your name is. You can also understand a lot of Italian words and phrases and pronounce them correctly.
To make sure you really know all the language of Unit 1, listen to it several times. Let the Italian sink in and become part of you.
And when you've done that, you'll be ready to move on to Unit 2. We'll speak to you there.